This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. The double bill of opera opening tomorrow night at the National Hispanic Cultural Center in Albuquerque shows Giacomo Puccini in both his expected role as the master of romantic tragedy and in the contrasting guise of a lighthearted comedian. Suor Angelica and Gianni Schicchi close out the 39th season of Opera Southwest. And with us this morning is the man who will be leading the orchestra in the NHCC's Journal Theater, Opera Southwest's artistic director, Anthony Baresi. Tony, good morning.
Good morning.
What this production really shows is Puccini's ability to write in two very different styles, tragic and comic.
Completely different styles. He is almost, he's exclusively known as a tragic opera composer. And this is his only comic opera. Very much like Verdi, he waited to the end of his career to write a comic opera. And like Verdi, it is a masterpiece. It's one of his greatest operas in one of the greatest comic operas in the Italian tradition. Certainly the last great Italian comic opera. Schicchi, you know, it's more of a, in some ways, it's more of a lowbrow comedy. You know, when I think of a theatrical comedy, I think of Shakespearean comedies, which are a little bit more cerebral. They're not, you know, just laugh out loud, guffaw, funny. And this very much is a very funny opera.
Raucous.
Yes, very much.
The prevailing wisdom about Puccini is that, oh, the master of melody.
Yes.
But really, also a master storyteller through melody and through music.
Absolutely. And I think it is about this dramatic trajectory that starts from the first note and keeps you gripped in your seat until the very end. And he's very economical. When he, you know, he revised all of his operas, and almost exclusively with his operas, when he would revise them, he would cut things out and he would tighten it and he would make it more compact. And he would make a stronger drive to that dramatic ending. And one of the elements of Schicchi that is so interesting to me is that Puccini, throughout his whole life, he's sort of harmonically seen as a conservative kind of composer. Because if you think of Arnold Schoenberg was around the same time, Stravinsky was around the same time. And even though Puccini is not as avant-garde as them, he was intensely interested in the avant-garde of Europe. He attended the Italian premiere of Pierre Lumiere by Schoenberg. He was very interested in Stravinsky's music. And you start to hear this, you know, towards the end of his career, and there are parts of Gianni Schicchi that are just so dissonant. Detached from the drama, you would think this was something from Stravinsky. So the way he kind of uses harmony, I think, is one of the clues in that, especially the more grotesque characters have very dissonant harmonies, much more so than just them being in a minor key. They're just really clashing tonalities. And he's using the orchestra in a way that, even though he was an exceptional orchestrator throughout his entire career, he's using it in a much more subtle way. Suor Angelica, the entire piece, is almost like a chamber piece. He's just using solo woodwinds all over the place to create almost an impressionistic atmosphere.
There are a lot of Puccini operas or operas of any sort that you could have chosen for this spot.
Yes.
In the 39th season of Opera Southwest. Tony, why did you choose these two one acts?
We're getting into a pattern. This is part of the artistic vision that the director of artistic operations and David Bartholomew and I are coming to. That currently we're doing two main stage operas and then we're doing a third family opera. But the two main stage operas we agreed on, we want one to be a war horse that everyone knows, something like a Barber of Seville, something like a Traviata. And the other one we want to be what we call off the beaten path, whether it's something like Rossini's Otello, which we will be doing next season, or whether it's something like last season we did Rossini's Italian Girl in Algiers. We want it to be something that's maybe not as well known. So everybody knows Tosca, Bohème, Butterfly. These are the ones that everyone knows. Suor Angelica and Gianni Schicchi are two of his best operas. In fact, Suor Angelica was Puccini's favorite opera out of all his operas. So I have not done Puccini here yet. And I know they've done all these other ones. It's been quite a while since they've done these operas. And I think these are sort of off the beaten path, but they're also real gems of operas.
Anthony Baresi is the artistic director of Albuquerque's Opera Southwest. He leads the orchestra tomorrow night at 7:30 at the National Hispanic Cultural Center in the opening of a double bill of Puccini, Suor Angelica and Gianni Schicchi. The production gives four performances in all through next Sunday afternoon, April 1st. For tickets, call 724-4771 or go to operasouthwest.org. Thank you so much for joining us, Tony.
Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.